What is that part, Pee Wee?
Inside, liver, the heart, all of that, what's edible.
What about intestines?
We use those after you clean them to make sausage, put the sausage meat in, stuff it.
Do you ever hear of people just boiling the intestines and then maybe frying them and just eating that?
What?
Do you ever hear of anybody eating just the intestines, maybe boil it or fry it?
Yes. We used to boil the stomach of the hog. Do you clean it and all of that and boil it and cook it and eat it? Or the, now, when you get to marrow guts sort of out of a calf or something like that, that's being used.
Yeah. When you get the what?
The marrow guts. They are not the your circulation of the food of the animal. It's a gut that has a kind of a brain-like tissue in it, and that's what they eat. But the guts out of a hog, you clean them. Get them all out and you scrape them until you get a cellophane effect of those guts, and then you stuff your, put your sausage meat in, make your sausage.
Do you ever hear
chitlins?
How do you make those?
They can be fried, cooked, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all eat those?
I have never cared for it, but there's a lot of people do eat them, yes.
What did you call the stomach once you cooked it? What was that called?
We usually took that stomach and cleaned it and made what ground up the other meats from it and made head cheese out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You slice it like you would ham or something like that.
What could you make out of the liver?
You could make liver sausage or just fry it that way.
Do you ever
boil it and make a liver sausage.
Uh-huh. And what would you call when you cut the side of the hog? What do you call that?
That's the bacon.
Do you ever hear it called a side of bacon or middling of bacon?
The middling. Middling would be between your shoulder and the ham.
Uh-huh.
That's the middling bacon. And then you can get the jowl from a hog, you make bacon out of it. Then you get back to the ham, you cut it, you make your ham out of it. Or the shoulder, you can make a kind of a ham out of it too.
What do you call the edge of the bacon that you cut off?
The edge?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're thinking about the skin of the hog.
Mm-hmm.
When you cut the bacon, you trim it off.
You might take the meat and just salt it down and cure it like that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What's that called?
Well, you salt your meat, your bacon, that has to be salted.
Do you ever hear of just this white, this solid white, when they get through with it? They don't smoke it, they just salt cure it. And you can boil it with greens.
Something we never did use.
I don't think so.
Do you ever hear fat back or salt pork?
Strap back. Strap back, yes, that's a wonderful deal right along the backbone. That is a very delicious eating.
How do you cook
that? That is red meat.
Uh-huh.
And we use that. We pull it off of the upper part of the side piece of the bacon that lays in there, and you can get a hold of it and just rip it out. And it's about, depends on how big your hog. It may be this way or it may be that big.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best eating you ever laid your teeth into.
It's called Canadian bacon is your other name for it.
Yeah.
Canadian bacon?
Canadian bacon.
Right. A person who kills and sells meat is called a...
butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long it doesn't taste right, you say it.
It would get a cold storage taste or something to that effect.
Or if you left it laying out.
Oh, it would spoil.
Okay.